So, welcome to our first full episode of season 6, episode 1. Oh, we're so excited. Like,
yes.
And we kept having to delay the first episode, like the first big episode, just because of everything going on.
Well, yeah, but we had a lot. Like, I just moved.
Yeah.
Like, I literally just moved. Maria was once again sick. Nobody's surprised.
and just look, everything if I'm not on, keeping up move. With the... Yeah, if I'm not keeping up with the Victorian lady thing, like, I'll lose it.
It's true. At this point, it's your bit.
I'm a card-carrying member. Like, I don't want to lose my membership.
Honestly, at this point, you're, like, the founder. So she's climbed the ranks. She's, like, the CEO. Not the founder, the CEO.
Yeah.
Now, I am a little bit sick, so my voice might sound a little bit crazy this episode, everyone. I am sorry. Warned. You've been warned.
But yeah, if you've just joined, I am Maria, and you can find me all over social media as @MagicWithMaria. It has changed. It's no longer Maria the Arcane. It is Magic with Maria. And I'm joined by our supreme goddess, Robin, at a tired witch everywhere.
Hello. Hi. Thank you so much for having me back on this podcast. It has been, like, really just amazing for me. Thank you.
Just a reoccurring guest.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm just, like a permanent guest. Some would call me a co-host, but I don't like that label. It's too committed for me.
But if you guys haven't heard, we are going to be at the Windy City Paranormal Fest in Chicago on June 12th through the 14th. And we're going to, like, be up on stage and telling you how you can use tarot for paranormal investigations. And we'll have a booth, which we're both planning to do readings at. So, I mean,
and we're going to merch.
Say hi. Yeah.
Come say hi. It's going to be so good. Come say hi. Sure. It's going to be great. It's gonna be fun. We can't wait to meet you. We're really jazzed about it, so we hope to see you there. Also, don't forget to join us this month on February 22nd for our class with Chelsea Selby. She is the owner and founder of Witch Baby Soaps, and she is doing a class for us on bath magic, which is, I think, gonna be really exciting. Like, she obviously is so knowledgeable on this topic. And I think it's going to be really fun. Plus, Chelsea's cool. So it'll be it'll be a really great class, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I'm very excited for it. I don't know if anyone is like me, but I've been rotting in baths lately. So, I mean, we just need all the water energy right now. But I'm very excited for
the house we just moved to. There's two bathrooms, two main bathrooms, but there is one bath. It is the kids' bath, and it's pretty shallow. And I'm just like, I miss my bath. My last bath, which was nice and deep and wonderful. This one's really shallow. So, RIP, I'm going to have to get one of those, like, inflatable ones.
I was about to say, you should get the inflatable ones.
Yeah, I think it's going to, I don't know, I think it'll be good. We'll see. We'll see if I actually, like, pull it together to get one, but...
Oh my goodness, I can imagine like living without a bath. Like,
yeah, well, you have a freaking glorious bath.
Look,
you
it
have
was...
listen, this bitch has got the hot tub of baths. So
look, when we were looking for a house, like, that was my one thing. I wanted a bath. Like, we had been in the military beforehand, and all those are, like, the most shallow, like, you know, you put
terrible.
Your ankle in and that's as far as it will get. And I was like, I need a bath. Like, in Germany, we had baths.
And your wife's like, heard, queen. Here is the biggest, like, three-person jacuzzi imaginable. It's so nice. It's so nice. Like, I'm legitimately so jealous of it. I want to sit in your bath. I want to get in there.
It's nice. Come visit, and I'll let you into the master bath.
Oh, my God, you guys. Maria's trying to get me in her bath.
Relax, queen.
Just to remind you guys, because we are starting next week with it, Next week, we're going to be going back to our Coffee Talk stories. So if you are somebody who wants to send us a story, you can either email us at submissions@coffeeandcoldrooms.com, or you can send us a voicemail at 351-207-0799. It has a 3-minute cutoff, so just call us back and we will smash it all together.
Yeah, we will.
And as this is the start of season 6, Lori and I both just want to take a minute to thank all of our Patreon members for being here. Like, truly, none of this would be possible without Patreon members. The podcast wouldn't be possible. The free content we post online wouldn't be possible. Like, we have a thriving community on Discord and on Patreon. And literally none of that would be possible without your support. And so whether you support us for $1 or $100, like, we appreciate you so much. So thank you all very, very much.
Yeah, come join us. We're even donating, like, new members that join us this month for, you know, for charity. So
for charity.
Which we guys... will explain
we'll get to that
later.
We'll get to that later. Oh, my gosh. If this is your first episode with us, every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how you can utilize those in your magical practice. Now, that being said, the one that is nearest to us is on February 12th. And that is the full moon in Leo. And the full moon in Leo is, in my opinion, a really good time to focus on, like, putting a fire under your own ass, both, like, literally and metaphorically. We are in the dead of winter. I don't know where you guys, like, are and what your weather is like, but I've got 7 inches of snow outside, which is, if you're watching this on YouTube, why I look like I'm from Forks, Washington, with this, like, blue light situation happening. I look very, like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. And so the full moon in Leo is a good time to be, like, loud and proud and do magic that circulates around that. So that would be things like confidence magic. If you're somebody who is struggling, like, to be on the topic of the episode for resistance magic, if you are someone who is struggling to find your voice in terms of, like, your opinion and where you stand, this is a good time to do magic, to put that, you know, fire in your energy, to put yourself in a position where maybe you can find your voice. And this is also a really good time to do things that make us feel just good, like, and not in, like, necessarily, like, a cozy way, although it can be cozy, but things that make us feel good about ourselves. So any magic that kind of brings a little self-love in. I mean, it is the month of love. It is the Valentine's month. Not that this is my month or anything, but it is the month of love. And so maybe that's something that you need to work on for yourself this month and on this full moon, a little self-love, a little bit of confidence and finding your voice.
Absolutely.
What about your tips, Maria?
I definitely agree with your thing about, like, the whole, like, kind of, you know, not prioritize, well, prioritizing your well-being. Absolutely. There's a reason why Leo is connected to the Sun card in tarot, which is, like, you know, being your inner child and doing things that are fun, which is so important in a time like this now. And, like, I really like the correlation with, like, when we were fighting for gay rights, like, you know, back during Stonewall and stuff like that.
Maria specifically, because she is of the Victorian era.
yeah. But during then, like, they would, you know, go and fight in the streets during the day, but then go party it up at night. And it's like, you know, like, it's just that whole, like, you know, you still need to have fun and then keep fighting. You still need to, like, take care of yourself. But yes, resistance magic is so big because Leo, while they can be, like, very, like, self-forward,
they are also leaders and they are great protectors of community. I mean, a lion, you know, they take care of their pride. And so, you know, if you need a little bit of Leo energy to like be more courageous, this is definitely a great time to tap into that. We're actually, it's so great because the full moon this month like aligns with our group like spell on Discord. So we're going to be doing like this whole like thing utilizing the full Leo moon towards like that sort of energy. So very excited for it. Yeah.
I'm going to try to make this one. I want to be there.
Yeah. Come.
come join us.
Okay, so this season we're doing things a little bit differently. Like the last few seasons, we have gone over like individual meanings of cards. We've gone over the whole section is in tarot. And we've also went over like themes to look out for in tarot. This year, we're just going to do something a little fun. Kind of like going back to season one where we're discussing single cards. But instead, we're just going to shuffle the deck and see what pops out, and then we will read it and we'll both offer our interpretations of it and how we can utilize its energy now.
Yeah, okay. Think of it like a sort of like a collective reading, mm-hmm. while you also get to hear both of our perspectives, so you still are learning from it. And we're going to be swapping off who pulls. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, this time I'm using the Fyodor Pavlov Tarot, very queer for very diversity, you know, like there's so much diversity in it. It's a beautiful deck,
basically. It's the same one I'm going to use next time, too. I was you and I were on the same.
Right now, this deck is like the government's worst nightmare. Love it so much. Okay, but here's some shuffling ASMR until one falls out.
Oh my god. You do the fingers on the deck that.
Okay, let's go ahead and cut the deck. Okay, let's see what we have. Okay.
Would you fall?
So we got the devil.
Stop! And if you guys watch this on YouTube, you can see Maria did genuinely just shuffle that. That's so funny.
Yeah, so we got the devil. And what does this mean right now? Like, as a collective, and then I'll dive into, like, how we can, you know, viewing this card from outside of that. But okay, so as a collective, I see this as, you know, we really feel chained right now to what is happening in the world around us. Like in some ways we are, absolutely. But you know, don't give in like as soon as stuff happens. Like, don't feel like you have to go ahead and like hand over your rights when things happen. Like, no. Like, we're not going to do that. Like, you don't have to stay here. You could be like, you know, F this is what we're going to do. And obviously leaving the devil card is very hard. I don't think that is recognized enough. Like, it takes a lot of work to leave the devil card, whether we're facing like outside of like what is happening now, like leaving addictions, bad habits, and, you know, negative things behind. It takes a lot of work and a lot of effort in order to move past it. It is a major arcana card for this very reason. And this card is about struggling to see that we're not like trapped in this space. But also, I do want to say the importance of, with all that in mind, that it's really easy to blame outside forces on what's happening. And obviously they are to blame, but we also need to look at how we got here in the first place, especially as like privileged people. Like, how have we gotten to this point in our privilege that, you know, we have allowed these, you know, what is happening to rise to power? And you know, recognizing that and owning up to it so we can fight against it. When we start seeing how we have aided this beast, that is when we can start dismantling the beast. Okay, so how about you?
See, I view this card in like a collective, given grand you know, happenings in the world to actually be a little bit positive. And I'm, when I say that, I mean, it's reinforcing my optimism right now for things. Obviously what's going on in if you're in America is horrible. I can't speak for the rest of the world. I'll be really honest. I've been very consumed on national news. But obviously things that are going on are really not good. But with this card, when this specific card comes up, it does tell me that there is a silver lining of hope here. It tells us that we have this big bad that we feel very chained to, but it also tells us that there is going to be this opportunity for us to walk away from it if we're strong enough. And if we're willing to believe in ourselves enough. And so for me, it tells me that while there's all this bad stuff going on, that there's still hope. This isn't the end of the world. That it feels like the end of the world because there's a lot of really scary shit going on, but there is going to be change and things can happen, and it's up to us to continue to ask for that change. And so while it's obviously not great, it is all about perspective, and I am trying to hold on to that optimism myself. I know we talked about this on the last episode. I'm trying to hold on to optimism. And so for me, this reinforces that. So,
Well, I think it's really important that, like, on the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, like, you could tell the bonds are loose on our people. Like, they feel chained, but they can leave. As I said, is it easy? No, it's not going to be easy, but it is possible. This isn't the end.
Like, even on the deck that you're showing, it's bondage that they're in. They're in ropes, which is a like a part of a consensual BDSM practice. And so, obviously, we haven't put ourselves... Well, I mean, in some ways, we put ourselves...
Well, it's just like I said. Like, some of us have, like, been super privileged, and we do need to recognize that privilege. So
And so, it is a situation where we might have put ourselves in this situation, but we can get ourselves out of it through effort and communication. And
community. There's two people on this card. So, community is very important.
I'm glad we're doing these polls. This is really fun talking about it like this. Somebody once gave us the feedback that we sound like the tarot is our friend. It's someone that we know. And I feel that way. And I feel like this is such a great example of that.
I love it. Going to continue doing it.
So we talked about it a little bit earlier in this episode, and if you've seen us on social media, we've talked about, actually, I think last week we prefaced we were going to talk about that, this episode.
We did.
Which is resistance magic and kind of what that means to us and what's going on with us, because the world is a big, scary place right now, and it's important to feel safe. To feel safe. So yes. Maria, let's get started. Talk to us, what is resistance magic in your words?
Okay, so resistance magic, oh my gosh, like, as a whole, it is protection magic, but it's so much more than that. It's kind of like tapping into that Leo energy of finding your courage and finding your strength and like utilizing it to help, not only help yourself, but to help community and those who are struggling right now the very most. And, you know, it, as I said, it is protection magic too. And if you're like going to protest, you're going to, you know, you're doing active things that do put you in danger. You not only need to have like all this stuff to have your voice heard, like, you know, the oils or whatever you're using, but you also really need like protection stuff because, you know, you're doing the hard work and people don't like to see that hard work happen. And, you know, you can find yourself in sticky situations. So why not use some magic to kind of like help you along with that? But do we want to talk about like, why in the first place this is so important and why this was brought, like, us talking about right. it. Like, right. it's I'm not sick, only important.
And so this is going to sound crazy. Coming out
it's
of my
not
mouth.
Crazy. It's not going to
no,
sound
No,
crazy.
It's just going to sound, like, literally sound oh, crazy because I'm
okay.
sick.
Okay.
My voice is probably going to crack, but we're going to talk about this because Maria and I are pissed. Like, capital P pissed. First of all, if you aren't new to our podcast and you have been a listener, even passively, and you are confuddled, confused, feeling perhaps a little bamboozled that we have political opinions, then I'm sorry to say you might be an idiot. sorry to say, but you might have some listening comprehension that you need to work out with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have been very vocal about our political beliefs mm-hmm. and our political stances since the first season. It's something that is incredibly important to both of us mm-hmm. because Maria and I, are you ready for this? Are you sitting? We're both minorities.
Not so only the minorities, issues, but like the things that are happening right now directly affect
directly
us.
Impact both of our families in serious and scary ways. Not like, oh, like, and I think part of the problem is that for some people, when they believe in activism, like we're describing, it is very like theoretical for them. It is very removed mm-hmm. from them. I'm literally married to an immigrant. Mm-hmm. I have close, immediate family who are immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
my family, we're on the queer spectrum.
mm-hmm.
Maria's family is on the queer spectrum. I'm not listing the whole alphabet. We're saying queer spectrum.
Very, very queer.
Maria's family could not get gayer, okay? Maria's family is like the poster. Like, I'm not going to sit here and out them because that's not my place or business. But when we talk about like this shit that like the alt-right is afraid of, that's Maria's family, dog. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And so we just want to make it like we thought it was pretty fucking clear. And then we had people leaving Patreon more than one being like, keep your politics out of Patreon blah, 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 and or off your platform. And like that pissed both of us off.
Yeah.
Because what do you mean? Keep our that our platform is political, you twit. And then secondly, like these issues directly impact us and our mm-hmm. safety and our family's safety. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You getting to choose to have no opinion on this is a privilege.
Mm. Oh, such
a
big privilege.
We are not afforded.
Yeah. And I think this all stems from like people choose political parties and political ideologies like sports teams. They really don't think sport, you know, they think, oh, just like sports, like it doesn't have any direct impact on people, but it does.
It does.
Absolutely does. Like it, politics have the, like, it can do people harm, like actual harm and like
I'm gonna be so straight up honest with you and I'm just gonna say it how it is. If you're listening to this and you voted for Trump, I hope you feel very good that you want my family to be separated, that you want my children to be removed from their father.
Yeah,
I hope that feels good for you, and I would like you to know that you're not welcome, or you're not welcomed to keep continuing to listen to our podcast. We don't like you. We don't want your support. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Just generally, fuck you.
And me and my family, we're having to create like escape plans just in case things get really bad.
Us too. We're having to consider like what our big picture, and we are right now at the point where we've been discussing, do we want to stay in America?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is where our people are. This is where our community is. And it's like, well, maybe that's not an option.
Yeah, it's people don't realize, like, if they're like, well, just leave. It's really not that easy.
It's really not that simple. I've been trying to fucking leave, dog.
Yeah, like, it's really hard. Like, we have jobs. We have houses. Like,
it's... We have people that care about us and depend on us.
Mm-hmm. It's not that easy. And so, like, making these plans are heartbreaking. It's scary. And I don't know. And I just, like, if you, like, Robin and I are talking about this even more because of the post that we made to Instagram
on Wednesday. That was so weird. People are so weird.
We had it was a lot of people commenting and who were shocked that we are political. Shook. And it's like,
shook it to the core. But literally, I think it's like our fourth or fifth episode ever is about Black Lives Matter.
No, the first episode, we talked about trans people. We talked about, like, supporting queer people. We talked about supporting people who are different, minorities. Like, we covered everything.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Like, literally, I'm like, hello, dial tone. What is going on? What do you mean you're surprised by this? You weird shit?
Yeah. What? I don't think these people were, like, angry. And all we said is that we don't allow hate and bigotry and white supremacy on our, like, on
it
all of our stuff.
So fucking weird to me. Listen.
Just tell on yourself.
It is so weird to me that we were like, we gave a series of mission statements that we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not all of our fucking beliefs, but we gave a little synopsis and we left it as a big thing. This is not a safe space for bigots, hate, white supremacy. Like, this is not a safe space for those people. Mm-hmm. And then the people commenting being like, Mother Earth? Mother Earth is an alt-right nut job? What are you trying to say right now, big dog? Mother Earth includes everyone, and that includes the gay people, you stupid fuck.
If you're going to comment, like, be like, oh, like, this post makes me so angry, you need to go and look at those words and be like,
reflect at your life. Reflect on your life.
You realize you're calling yourself a white supremacist. Like,
you realize that aligning against what this post is that you're saying, I'm actually a bigoted white supremacist member of the alt-right. That's because that's what the closing statement, which was saying, this is what we're not against. This is what we are not for. If you are upset about that, you're stating that you align with the alt-right and you're a fucking weird cunt. Sorry. That's weird. Like, what's wrong with you?
Okay. But.
And then the people that were like, actually, you're being so rude. It doesn't matter what you're saying. You're being really rude. Yeah, I'm going to be fucking rude to Nazis. The fuck?
It's so important to stick up for, like, communities right now. It's
You don't get to be, like, super hateful and align your views with hate and mm-hmm. then be like, but you need to be polite to me about that. No, I don't. You need to suck my figurative, okay?
Yeah. I've done my years of trying to make people see sense, like, with, like, immediate family and stuff like that. I'm done.
My patience is out the window with family members, why would I have extra politeness in my back pocket for a weird stranger on the internet who is aligning with Nazis? Hello? Like, literally, we both, before mm-hmm. we posted that post, felt as though it was ridiculous we even had to post it because we thought that our views were always very clear, very loud. I mean, I literally do a fundraiser once a year for the Black Trans Rights Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how is this surprising to you?
I do the Trevor Project.
And, like, we vocally state, like, I talk about my immigrant husband all the time. Just because he's a fucking white guy doesn't mean he's not an immigrant.
Like, you do realize that when you're like, well, immigrants, but not that kind, or then you're just a fucking racist, is what you're saying. Like, hello? Well, he's actually not brown enough for me to be upset. Oh, so you're a racist. Like, until recently, I was a blue-haired girl with pronouns, okay? Like, give me a fucking break. Like, anyway, I'm getting really heated. Can you tell?
Do you want to dive into some protection magic? Well,
before we post, I want to finish my thought. Before we posted that, Maria and I both thought that that was, like, unnecessary to post. And that it was silly we even had to.
I'm glad we did.
I'm glad we did, too. That was crazy.
Oh.
And then everybody's, like, the reaction was crazy. Like, people were being so insane. Anyway. So the reason that we're talking about resistance magic was because of all of this. We had this post planned. We were going to post it. We talked about it. We thought this was going to, like, clear stuff up, which I didn't think it needed to be. But here we are. Resistance magic. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. What are some spells that you think are, like, super important for right now?
So when I was a younger woman, I used to go to rallies and marches all the time, but I have kids now and that's just not realistic for me.
Because, and you're, like, in the middle of nowhere too. Well, where are you going?
Yeah, but we would go down to the Bay Area. But but, like, if I get arrested now, like, I got kids that I'm gonna have to explain that to. Like, that's not practical for us anymore. So instead, I do things like I make charms and little, like, satchels that go inside my friends' clothes that are going to be able to go to marches to help keep them safe. Like, a very, you know, physical, but also, like, to not get arrested. And it's like, you know, I do, like, I make them glamour oils to, like, not get seen if they're going to be, like, fleeing. What about you?
With the protection, like, definitely through the protection satchels, like, even if, let's just say you're a queer identifying person and you're going, you know, anywhere, out and about. Really. Yeah. You need to have something to do with protection on you, I think, at this point. But I do want to say, I would stay away from green herbs. Stay away from green herbs just in case, like, anyone, like, let's say, unfortunately, you're at a protest or something and a cop, like, you know, you have to empty everything out of your pockets. You don't want them being like, oh, that's, like, pot.
What is this?
So you're going to get in trouble.
Mary Jane?
Yeah.
Is this the devil's lettuce?
They'll find any reason to hold you longer than what you should be. So I would definitely stick with, like, herbs and plants that do not, that aren't green. Even if it doesn't look like it at all, I would not chance it. Like, if you're going to...
I would just do, honestly, if you have the accessibility for it, do stitching. Get colored yarns, then you can stitch it. It's discreet. Mm-hmm. No police officer is going to look at a stitch and be like, what is this?
Yeah, Lugs? And... I know it's not the healthiest option, but for when my wife was doing, like, derby and she would play a game, I would do sigils on her and I'd write it onto her with Sharpies. So feel like you can do a sigil and, you know, yeah. And just, like, you know, do
really,
yeah. Just, you have to make sure that you're, like, powering it up. That means after you draw it on you, like, kind of like holding it and envisioning what you need to envision when it comes to that particular sigil. And then, like, if you are going to make a satchel, like, I would do things like black pepper. I would do things like thistle, clove, even cinnamon, because cinnamon not only is a protection herb, but it also, like, amplifies confidence and stuff like that. And you can always just use crystals too to amplify voice and to protect you.
And very specifically, off of kind of bouncing off what Maria said about not using green herbs, if you are going to use green herbs, do things like dill. Don't use mugwort or Mugwort. They both look visually to the
untrained
eye like weed, especially Mugwort because it's sticky. It sticks together. So do not use either of those.
And Mullein.
Mullein too.
Yeah. And also, so if you're going to be raising your voice at all and you want to be heard, I do recommend like making a special tea for that. So you're the whole thing is you're taking it out and you're amplifying your voice. So using like, I would use peppermint tea, and maybe then you can add like, if it's safe to add like a pinch of mugwort to it to amplify your power, because I think mugwort is a great like amplifying thing for like magical power. So I use that a lot in my spells to amplify. But you could also do body oils for that too, along with like, if you want to do protection, but body oils, or even like just putting some of the oil on your lips. So when you speak, like, you know,
that's good for sigil magic too. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody who's ever bought oils from me in the past, they sell, or if you're not somebody who has, there are bottles that exist that have like a little roller ball on them. Sometimes you see them for like perfumes. Mm-hmm. You can make yourself oil, and then sieve it out, like strain it, so that way none of the herbs are in it, and it's just the oil that, like, after it's been soaking, like on your altar for a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
That way, it just looks like a perfume oil. There's again no herbs, nothing inconspicuous about it. You can put a crystal if it's oil safe in there, and skin safe as well, obviously. And you can utilize those for creating sigils on your body or other people's bodies that align with that protection, or in Maria's example, amplifying your voice, etc.
Mm-hmm. And I love, like, I don't know if you've seen it, but like on like TikTok and stuff, people are doing glamour magic and not really recognizing that they're doing glamour magic. Like a bunch of like people are wearing like red lipstick to amplify confidence and just show like where they stand and stuff. And I was like, that's so cute. I love it. And it's like,
so,
you know,
cute.
Wear it to like the protests, and but you know, obviously wear it with, like, I honestly, if you're going to go to a protest, put out that red lipstick underneath the full moon on the Leo full moon, just to kind of like kind of like you do with like your crystals or herbs or any like, you know, tools that you use. Like, go ahead and put it out there, or any outfit that you're going to wear too. But I love that. Like, there's so many just like non-magical people are like, I'm wearing red lipstick because, you know, like XYZ, and like stepping into my confidence and stuff like that. I'm going to use my voice, like total Queen of Swords energy. And I'm like, yes, like so good.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I think there's a lot of little things like that that you can do that are pretty practical. I feel like they're practical. I feel like it's a good practice if you're somebody who, like, protesting aside, like, if you are somebody who lives your life in a way that you feel that, you know, you might be in danger of any kind. It's just a good practice, you know? It's a good thing to do to keep yourself safe.
Yeah. And one thing that, like, we always talk about when it comes to resistance magic, because I think we even dived into resistance magic the first term. So the importance of utilizing real world energy when it comes to like resistance spells. This means like, if you can't go out and protest, you're like calling your senators, you're writing letters, you're not even calling your own senators and writing letters, you're also going to other states and writing like their people too, like have your voice heard. You're doing like something that like even low spoons people can do. As long as you are like doing something, like, you know, after the fact of the spell, like amplifying the energy and moving it along, that's when you are going to see payback. Like, I really don't recommend doing like resistance spells and then being like, oh, okay, I'm done. I mean, like, for protection work, yes. Like, you're, the way that you're moving forward, like, with protection work, like, when you are, you know, making sure that you're safe.
The only
safe
way the protection work, well, spell works, is if you put yourself in harm's way.
No,
that was a joke. That was a joke. That was a joke.
Obviously, that was a joke. Obviously, when you are going to like protest, you are putting yourself in harm's way, but you're covering your face. You're covering your tattoos. You're wearing stuff that protects your eyes. You're doing all these things. You're
leaving your cell phone at home. Mm-hmm. At home. Don't bring it with you. Don't bring it with you.
Have numbers, like memorize numbers if you're doing that, please.
Write them on your body if you have to, and like on your thigh. Payphones still exist. Like other people will not be as smart as you, and they will have their cell phone on them. Leave yours at home. It doesn't need to be with you. You leave your ID at home. Doesn't need to be with you. Don't bring a purse.
No.
Leave it at home.
Yeah. And I would be like, especially, you know, I would go to places like, as once again, if you're like a queer presenting person, like go to places where you know that, you know, you have community and you are protected. I'm in South Carolina. So like me and my wife, we have specific places we know that we can go and we won't get harassed. We have gone to places where we have been harassed, and we're not going to go back to those places. Like, no, obviously, you know, be out and be proud. You know, I say be as queer as possible right now. Be so loud.
Within your own safety.
Yes, within your own safety. Like, we don't, like, I know a lot of people are, you know, they say, like, we made it through the first time. A lot of people didn't make it through the first time. And people don't, like, notice that. And a lot of people lose their lives.
Let's just talk about this on, like, an objective fact. And this is not because necessarily, I don't want to say that this is Donald Trump's fault. It might be. I don't know. I haven't done enough research on this, so take this for how I mean it. Okay. But COVID occurred during Donald Trump's last presidency. And how many people died from that?
Not only, like, his own people died from it. Because, you literally, know, the bleach comment and stuff, like, people
the
died.
Fucking eating ivermectin or whatever the fuck that shit is, the horse tranquilizer, whatever that is, like, you guys are literally eating horse paste from a vet, and then you're shook that it's not doing well for you? Weird.
Like, guys, even in our first season, we talked about being pro-vaccines. So
literally,
this should not be new information. This
should not be a shock to you guys. Like, I shouldn't have to, like, Maria and I should not have to be, like, giving you our list of labels to, like, be valid. That's crazy. I do want to end this segment in giving you some books to read. If you're somebody who wants a direction that might put you in a way that is giving you safe, effective witchcraft magic, resistance magic. I have two books that I really like and one that I am going to recommend you stay away from. The first book is literally called Witchcraft Activism. And then the second book is called Revolutionary Witchcraft.
Those are very good books.
Both of these are really, really good books. I have to cough. Hold on. Sorry. Okay. Both of these are really good books. They talk about, you know, just kind of ways to put your boots on the ground, both literally and magically. I think they're very good. I've read both of them. The one book I am going to tell you to stay away from that you might see people suggest is Apocalyptic Witchcraft by Peter Gray. The book itself reads like a really good activism book, but in recent years, Peter Gray has come out as a white supremacist. So while it might read very proactive, my understanding is that that is all under the guise of being a Nazi. So I tried to find some sources on this so that way I could kind of point you guys in the right direction for that. If, you know, there were further questions. I couldn't find exact sources. I remember this coming up a few times. And his perspective in the book is about the satanic panic. So it kind of makes sense why that would be very guised in that book. Mm-hmm. But if you want to read it, I recommend getting it from a library or secondhand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not, I'm of the camp that we do not ban books, even if the person is problematic. Instead, we get informed and we don't give them money.
Yes, we don't give them money and we speak out against that stuff. The books I recommend is like, they're all around like kind of like broadening your practice, because unfortunately, like we have so many books where like alt-right witches have taken like especially in charge of divination, and like we have spiritual bypassers also trying to take in charge of like divination. But there's a new book that's out by Siri Vincent Plouffe. Hopefully I said their last name correctly, but we actually had them on our podcast, and it is Queering the Runes, and it's all about like queerifying runes. Runes has such a big problematic history of like people co-opting it and turning it into alt-right stuff and white supremacy stuff. So like Siri is like taking that back. And then we have Queering the Tarot by Cassandra Snow, which we also had them on our podcast. And actually we had both of them together. We had Siri and Cassandra on the podcast at the same time, but it's just kind of like broadening your definitions of what tarot is. And then the other one is Radical Tarot, Queer the Cards, Liberate Your Practice, and Create the Future. And that is by Charlie Claire Burgess, and also highly recommend that. So just kind of like, you know, queering all of your divination practice and viewing things in a whole different light. So you're not just like seeing things from like a, you know, one really far left perspective, a little far right perspective. Like it's kind of like it shows like things in a different light, so you open and broaden your views on what the tarot could mean. That isn't like, oh, you know, male, female, and like we explore the in-between, because tarot does explore the in-between. The whole point of tarot and like using divination is liminal magic, which liminal magic is non-binary. So I mean, yeah, does that make sense?
It does. Well, on that note, I hope that this has all really cleared some stuff up for any confuddled listeners. Don't be weird. Don't be weird. And you don't get to profit off of us. That's the wrong word. You don't get to pick our brains and expand your life magically, mundanely, whatever, and then actively wish us harm.
Yeah.
And if you are listening to this and you still hold those values, fuck you.
So, Robin, what is stirring your cauldron this week?
I missed you asking me that.
Thank you so much for asking.
What is stirring my cauldron this week is we did recently move, and I have been like decorating my house. I got all my babies out. And for those of you who don't know this, because apparently nobody actually listens to this podcast, I collect Cupies. So I've been getting all my babies out, including, I'm going to see if I can turn the camera so that way you guys can see it for listeners. My giant Cupie. I collect Cupie dolls. I do have like Sunny Angels, but I mean like I collect like Cupie dolls, like traditional Cupie dolls, as you know. And like things that are Cupie. I have like two Cupie rugs on their way here right now, which I'm really excited about.
I like how you collect Cupies and you birth them. So.
I don't know. No one knows what my kids look like, but they literally look like Cupie dolls. The baby is the same size as the big QB doll, and I put mm-hmm. them next to each other, both naked the other day, and I went, which one's real? which one could it be? But yeah, I've been really, I've been finding all my old stuff. I found a mug that I had that I forgot that says my other ride is my waifu. And that's really funny. So yeah, it's just been really fun. We got our son a fish, two fish, which he named Raphael and Michelangelo. And then he got a little tiny bottom feeder fish, which is, oh no, I'm sorry. Listen to me. I'm a fish mother. Orange one is Raphael. The black one is Donatello. And the little one is Michelangelo. So.
Okay.
Obviously. So yeah, it's been really fun. We've been really jazzed. I've been really jazzed going through my stuff. I'm waiting for my office stuff to show up so I can set up my office and not be recording in the kitchen anymore. But yeah, I've been really jazzed on all of that.
Yeah, I'm jazzed for you. It's so exciting. You're having your own space, stretching out of the bus.
It's been weird. It's been so weird not being in the bus. I liked my little bus.
How is it having so much more space, cleaning wise? Weird. Has it been worse or
better?
It's
actually been easier. It's funny because when you're in a tiny home, you have to clean, clean every day. Because, mm-hmm. especially because we live in the forest, you bring in pine needles and dirt and just all that, and you have to clean every single day. Mm-hmm. And here, when we take the shoes off at the door, it's far, there's way more space for, the stuff to not get in the rest of the house. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And so it's actually been easier despite the fact that it's bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is interesting. I wasn't expecting that. But it's been a pleasant surprise.
That's good. Yeah, I think you're completely right. I think where big houses are more annoying is the bigger things that you have to do once a year to the house. It's more ugh. Okay, we have to do this. And it's just a huge undertaking.
So
but those little things, it's so much easier.
The little things. Also, because we have a regular size home, your girl's getting an electric robot vacuum thing. I'm going to set that sucker off every single night. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That's so funny because we call our dogs our Roombas.
That's so funny. Well, that's the other thing. We don't have dogs here. We had dogs at the other place because we mm-hmm. were on the same property as my parents, right? And now there's no vacuums that are eating the crumbs off the floor underneath the kids. So come on. You can't get good help these days. So, Maria, what's not stirring your cauldron?
Oh, let me tell you. I like how you said that. And you have a fire burning behind you.
I know. I'm look at me.
Robin does host a hotline. I'm just kidding.
I literally, who's ready to have sexy conversations with me?
You just need a faux fur rug right in front of that. Yeah.
Literally, I know Abby's listening to this and Abby's like, me, bitch. And the answer is no, Abigail.
Oh, gosh. But what is not stirring my cauldron is a nervous system regulation. It's very hard to have a good, thriving nervous system right now with every single day. It's every single hour. It's what is, what's the crisis report right now? And it's just thing after thing after thing after thing. And it
we've started a rule in this house, and it might be helpful for you, is that you're allowed to look at the news. You look at the news. You're allowed to look for 30 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we were doing, like an hour a day, like just here and there, because we do both like go on social media random times during the day and we have screen time set up. But even that was too much. And so we started doing like, okay, like today is my day to remain informed about what's going on. My wife, on the other hand, she is not going on TikTok. She is not going on Facebook. She is not checking the news. Like, all she, if she has some free time, she is going to play chess. She's going to be on her Switch. She is going to be like tidying up her office. Like, she is doing other stuff to distract herself from what's going on. She's taking the day to decompress, and then we're going to switch tomorrow. And but at the end of the day, we are going to give only like the major things that we do need to be 100% aware of, and that's like smart. What is happening, and we will discuss it and hold space for it for a second, and then we will like move on. Like, this is like new, and like I just think we both need it, because both of us would be like
But the real question is, are you guys holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity?
Always, always, always. Wicked is a very big thing in this house. I'm
going back to your house being filled with the gays.
When I say homosexual agenda. When we saw that in theaters, I bawled like a baby when that song came on.
Can I tell you something that you're going to cancel me for?
You haven't seen it yet, have you, bitch?
I've never even seen the Broadway. I read the book, mm-hmm. but I've never, which is, I know nothing like the...
Yeah, that's play. What I've heard. But I'm not allowed to read the book until I've seen the second part, My Witchling says. Huh? They said it gives too much away. Like, it's different, what? But there's still, like, stuff first of that all, is connected.
First of all... Okay, first of all, what the heck? You're letting but a teenager dictate your life? Get a grip, Maria.
I will say, like, if you see it, I do recommend it. Just because, like, we've gone to the theater many times. And yeah, that is probably the first movie in years that we have walked out and be like, that was worth it. That was worth the cost. That really? Was worth the time. Yeah, because every time that we've walked out of movie theaters lately, we're like, you know,
Barbie was pretty good.
It goes from day to night as soon as you walk out. And it's like, oh, like our whole day feels wasted because we decided to go sit in the theater for like 3 hours. But like walking out of Wicked, we're like, oh my gosh, that was worth it. So good.
Yeah, we plan to get it here, like watch it here. I haven't seen Nosferatu yet either.
I haven't seen that either.
I want to.
I do too.
I want to. I have a really big passion for like the original black and white film.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think I was going to say? You started giggling. What did you think I was going to say, you weird freak? This bitch is a freak. Know. You guys, she's a freak.
But no, the cinematics for that movie looks amazing. Like, you know, the old Victorian lady within me is like buzzing. I love cinematic movies. I'm not really
a
big fan movies.
Of Lily Depp. I don't think that she's a very good actress, my opinion, but I've heard that she's really good in this. So I believe those people. I trust their opinion on this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, we live and grow, like, and I'm sure, you know, like, actors, actresses, and everything in between, like, you know, it takes time. Like, I'm sure if we went back to
absolutely. So, I'm willing to try. Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about something totally different. I'm glad. I'm not glad. This is not story. I'm not glad.
Look, we're finding our joy. We're finding our joy where we can right now.
I am not glad. I am, ooh, it's not stirring your cauldron. It's not stirring mine.
Look, okay. Go back to make this a full circle moment. Wicked has been helping regulate my nervous system.
Good. I'm glad. I'm really glad that you held the lyrics for Defying Gravity.
Always.
If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about creators that we are loving right now. these are not ads. This is just stuff Maria and I have found that we think that you might mm-hmm. think is pretty cool too. We also take listener submissions now. So if you have a creator that you think needs a little spotlight, send them to us. We'd love to share them with our listeners. So that being said, Maria, who are you into this week?
Oh, I actually wanted to share this like in December, but I left it on here for this very reason. But it is September Dot Tells, and they're on Instagram. They have a Ouija board that lights up, like that you can put on your wall.
Oh, yeah, I remember that lights looking up. At this before. This is so cool.
It lights up. It's a wall decoration. It's just, I love it so much. I want one.
Demonic. I love it.
So bad. Like, it's
so beautiful.
I sent
it to Frank when you sent it to me, and he told me to get fucked. That was the reply. He was like, absolutely not.
But it's so pretty.
It is really pretty.
Like, I just,
kid, Dramatico.
Just, like, how someone thought that up is, like, genius. Genius. Like, just the craftsmanship that also went into it is stunning. I highly recommend checking it out. And they also have, like, other stuff, too, that is on their Insta page that is just, I don't know, beautiful, stunning, gorgeous. But what have you been loving?
I was on Kickstarter having a little peruse. Mm-hmm. And I found a deck called the Baphomet Tarot Deck. And mm-hmm. I'm so into it. They've already hit their project goals. So, like, they don't need our support per se. But I'm just super into it. It is got, like, kind of a woodcut look to it. Like a very Renaissance style art. And everything is kind of got this Baphomet, like, dark vibe to it. And I'm so into it. I want to get my hands on a copy. That was very exciting. The last few times I've looked on Kickstarter, and granted, it has been a little bit of a minute. So, like, take that into consideration for what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. I haven't really seen any decks that I personally have vibed with. But this one got me excited. So that was
cool. Those are very cool.
Very cool, right?
Yeah.
Now, our listener submission this week, I am not even going to try to pronounce. This is in German. I'm going to spell it for you. It is ASUGEFUCHST_art. And they do, like, really cute, fairy-ish inspired, like, hair clips and jewelry. Specifically what was sent to us was they do these like little moon, half moon, crescent moon, like wall art things. And there are like little fairy houses with plants and shells and stuff. It's really cute. Like, very cute.
Fairy
I love
houses
that submission.
Are my favorite. I would
yeah,
have
Yeah, so stinking cute. I want to put a fairy house in the yard here. I was going to make one with the biggest kid.
Oh, that would be so cute.
I was thinking we could get, like, we could buy one of those, like, Michael's little, like, wooden houses, and then we can get, like, slate and stone and make it, like, a little cottage.
Yeah. No, that's so cute. Yes, I love that so much.
Now, as a reminder, if you have somebody that you think that our listeners would love to discover, shoot us a message on social media, email, etc.
Yes.
Thank you all so much for joining us this week, and thank you for being here for the start of season 6. We hope to see you again next Friday on February 14th, Valentine's Day, for our Coffee Talk episode, or on February 21st for the second main episode of season 6. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we are up to. And don't forget to join us on Patreon February 22nd for the class with Chelsea Selby of Witch Baby Soaps for her class on bath magic.
Yes, and additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers our special 25-minute part two episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft, a Discord community full of fun events and discussions. Like, it's always going. It's always going. We're always talking. Like, so many things are going on. And we help, like, Robin and I there are there to help, like, teach you tarot, to help you help you with spells, like, coming up with them, like, we are here for you. And we even have tiers to offer one-on-one conversations with us. So yeah, come join us.
Yeah. And if you are loving our sexy, sensual, and just chef's kiss voices, take a moment to review us on whatever streaming service that you are listening in from, such as Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We love reading your reviews, and rating us with 5 stars or rating us at all helps us to be seen by others. Thank you to everybody who already has and who will in the future. And as a little extra reminder, thank you, Patreon members. You make all of this possible. We really appreciate you.
Yes, and stay safe out there, BBs. And again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons.
With Robin from Out of Tired Witch Everywhere.
And I'm Maria from Magic with Maria Everywhere. I almost said my old username. Okay. All right, ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.